Welcome, welcome everyone. My name is Sean, and today is a bit of a melancholy video for this channel, if I'm being perfectly honest with you guys, because the Super Mayor, a story that we have followed since before the mainstream media, it looks like it's finally coming to an end. I have gotten to look at what is in the subpoenas that were submitted to the Village of Dalton in that recent FBI raid, and let's just say it's not looking good. A grand jury is actually going to be impaneled, and it looks like we might be seeing some additional indictments for Keith Freeman, but also the potential end of the Super Mayor. It is quite sad for everybody except for the residents of the Village of Dalton and the Thornton Township, but definitely for the YouTube world, because we've all enjoyed bringing you this tale of this magnificent, borderline mythical figure that is known as the Super Mayor. That being said, we gotta get into it. But before we do, thank you to everybody who signed up over on actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money, okay?
This is wonderful news. We've been waiting on this for some time, and now finally, someone has heard us.
Jubilation in South Suburban Dalton after federal agents serve a pair of subpoenas on Village Hall, part of what appears to be a blossoming corruption investigation into Dalton's mayor.
Now look, if I'm being perfectly honest, I actually genuinely feel bad for the Dalton Board of Trustees, because what they've had to have gone through with this insane person at the helm of their government has been on a whole other level. And for the longest time, it looked like the super mayor was going to be able to get away with it. I mean, in reality, she has been getting away with it for a ridiculous amount of time. She has spent tens of thousands of dollars on lavish trip after lavish trip, billed the taxpayers of both the Thornton Township and the Village of Dalton, raised property taxes, targeted her political opponents, allegedly. It's still not proven in the court. Let me have a little bit hope that we'll have a little bit more super mayor. And all this time, she's ruled Dalton and the Thornton Township like a dictator with an iron fist, with the propaganda posters of herself everywhere as well. And it finally looks like it is coming to an end, because these subpoenas kind of cut to the heart of the issue. Now, of course, we do have the Keith Freeman indictment. I did a whole video covering that. You can find that in the Super Mayor playlist, linked in the description, and how essentially this is her right-hand man, both in the Village of Dalton and the Thornton Township. So obviously the raids connected to that and potential fraudulent payments to his companies, which we'll get into a little bit later, are something that may be of issue. But once you get into the records, once you realize that there are separate subpoenas looking for possibly separate things for separate investigations, you realize that the feds are on the super mayor, even though all she's been doing is just loving on the people.
I'm sick and tired of y'all not doing y'all job. Name one ordinance that y'all did that benefited the people. One. Y'all can't name one, right? Because every ordinance y'all ever made was beneficial to you guys as trustees, to y'all attorneys, to y'all. But nothing for the people. But everything we do for the people. But we under attack. We getting scrutinized in the media. For what? Loving on the people? Showing them that they matter to us? We going through the fires for y'all. We. Us. Me and my administration. So don't y'all ever talk to them like that. Don't y'all ever tell them that they was told what to say. Because they don't. They got minds of themselves. And they all educated up here. All of them got degrees.
Honestly, people, you really genuinely don't understand how unhinged she was in that village board meeting. That's a part of a 45-minute rant, essentially uninterrupted by the super mayor, where she's screaming for about 86% of the time. So, yeah, it's a little bit crazy, if we're being perfectly honest. But let's get into the new updates so you guys can actually leave this video informed, not just laughing at the same amazing highlights that are definitely worth revisiting from time to time.
We showed Dalton trustee Tammy Brown the subpoenas that were delivered by four FBI agents at Dalton Village Hall Friday afternoon. Directed to the Village of Dalton's custodian of records, they're headlined subpoena to testify before a grand jury.
Now, this is a huge deal right here. Now, first and foremost, you have the records person, the person who's supposed to be keeping track of all of this stuff. There was recently a lawsuit about how Tiffany Henyard has been shielding receipts and whatnot, and it was actually redirected to another office. I don't remember if it was the records office or a separate financial office, but the most crucial thing is that they're being subpoenaed to testify in front of a grand jury, and remember, Keith Freeman has already been indicted.
And that's significant, because it's our first official confirmation that a federal grand jury has been impaneled to investigate allegations of rampant corruption in Dalton. In fact, the subpoena discloses they began meeting in November of last year.
And interestingly enough is that particular detail in that a grand jury has been examining this. They have been meeting since November of last year. And if you'll remember, this is just 2 months after Tiffany Henyard froze out the Dalton trustees from the record. So obviously somebody was looking into what was going on in the Village of Dalton. And Henyard has enough controversies that we actually have no idea what this could actually be about. I mean, again, overpaying the police department. We've gone through it so many times. You can check the playlist if you want to see it. But we also have unpaid bills to vendors, so contract fraud. We have the potential forgery allegations in that she required two signatures in order to issue checks on behalf of the village. But apparently she was stamping the check of the third party, the person who's supposed to be the check on her power in order to spend money. You have appropriations by the village board of trustees that are supposed to be going to paying things like the police vehicles that turn out to not go in that direction. While at the same time, Tiffany Henyard is running up expenses for travel that are very similar in scope to the missing payments.
In yet another shock to Village of Dalton trustees, a letter falling on their desks dated February 14th, representatives from Kansas State Bank threatening to repossess 13 village vehicles, saying more than $76,000 is overdue and climbing.
The Board of Trustees approved payment in May of 2023.
But where that loan payment went that was due 9 months ago is anyone's guess. Lawyers for the bank now warning the village, pay up or be ready for repossession agents to take the vehicles, which includes six police cruisers.
And that's not even to mention the fact that we have the whole controversy surrounding the Tiffany A. Henyard Cares Foundation, which is a fake cancer charity that incorporated the day that she, as the head of the Thornton Township Board of Supervisors, appropriated them $10,000, and they have yet to file the required financial forms that they're supposed to file for transparency purposes.
Of the Tiffany Henyard Cares Foundation.
But there's no foundation in the state of Illinois moving like we move, shaking, doing like we doing. Right,
that's right.
While Henyard's namesake charity claims to help cancer patients, WGN Investigates has reported it received most of its early money from taxpayers and has failed to file required paperwork showing how it spends its money.
How come you don't respond to my emails?
There you go. That's all you're getting from me. That's all you're getting from me today.
How come the charity hasn't filed its financial disclosures about how money was spent?
How would I know that? That's a good question, though.
So it's honestly a buffet of potential federal crimes that the super mayor may have committed. And considering they've been examining this since November of last year, it looks like they got a lot of information.
Oh, my God. Someone has heard our cry. Finally, someone has heard the residents of Dalton, and they're actually going to do something about it now.
I got to give respect to the Board of Trustees right here because they've been fighting the good fight on the ground from the jump, even before the local media started covering it. So I understand their relief. I understand their jubilation. But there's also additional information in the secondary subpoena that I want you guys to look at because they also seem to be looking into the practices of Tiffany A. Henyard as a mayoral official, as a person in the office, not just the financial aspect of it.
One of the subpoenas asks for personnel and disciplinary files for 29 Dalton employees. Trustee Brown reviewed the list of names and told us they all have one thing in common.
All of these people are loyal to the mayor. Every last one of them are loyal to the mayor.
Yeah, that's right. They're requesting the disciplinary records of 29 people. And according to this trustee, if you believe her, 29 of 29 are all loyal to the super mayor. They're all people that back the super mayor and they want the disciplinary records, likely because Tiffany Henyard might have some kind of leverage over them. They want to compare and contrast to the disloyal people. We got to see what is going on behind the scenes. And the fact that they're going 29 for 29 in terms of loyalty to the super mayor, looks like the walls are closing in on the very special lady, who, by the way, was a criminal before she took the office of mayor, breaking into cars in Chicago, as we've covered multiple times on this channel.
Ask you a couple questions.
The other subpoena asks for information about Village Administrator Keith Freeman, Mayor Henyard's top deputy, who you may remember tried to block us from talking to the mayor when we did a story about her police security detail last year.
Mayor, why do you need so many officers, details of your security?
So one of the things I love about this is that I didn't notice before that Keith Freeman was in this video, even though we've run this video so many times on this channel. But I just want to point out to everybody in the audience that Keith Freeman on his bankruptcy form, to which he has been indicted for, claimed that he did not work with the Village of Dalton, but not only is he next to Tiffany Henyard in every one of those board meetings, he's also right here deflecting criticism yet again from the local news media, and just more proof that he is in fact an employee of the Village of Dalton, despite the fact that according to his indictment, he claimed that he only worked for the Thornton Township Board of Supervisors.
The subpoena focusing on Freeman asks for payments, tax records, and any contracts given to a list of companies, some of which are associated with Freeman according to a search of LLC records.
It would be my somewhat educated guess that there have been allegations raised by third parties that those businesses, or at least some of them, were sham businesses. They didn't really exist. They provided no legitimate services. And he was submitting phony invoices to the village, which were being paid.
Now, this is obviously very big if true, because Keith Freeman, in terms of his own bankruptcy case, was making the claim that he was so impoverished that after all of his expenses, he only had about $94.72 left over for spending money. Now, of course, that math wasn't mathing on its own, because Keith Freeman was not counting the nearly $100,000 that he makes from his position in the Village of Dalton. He claimed only one source of income, which was at the Thornton Township Board of Supervisors, and apparently he used shell companies in order to shield his income, at least he thought he was shielding his income, from the bankruptcy court. Well, guess what? If it turns out he has additional companies that are also receiving payments, we might start to understand why the Village of Dalton is $7 million in the hole. Because remember, in a previous video, a very long video on this channel, I went over exclusive receipts from the Village of Dalton that showed that they weren't paying for their stoplights and they were on the verge of being repossessed, as well as a bunch of other things. But all of that stuff did not add up to the potential $7 million deficit. There is still additional money that has to be missing from the Village of Dalton, and the fact that it might be going to shell companies associated with Keith Freeman that aren't even providing goods and services when he works in the Village of Dalton is an obvious instance of corruption. My only fear is that this is going to somehow target arrests and lead to the prosecution of just Keith Freeman, and then the super mayor is going to say, well, even though this guy is my right-hand man everywhere I go, I had nothing to do with anything, I'm completely innocent, and I've been vindicated. Yet another court victory for the super mayor. And honestly, you all should be ashamed for attacking a black woman that's in power.
Because everybody wanna say they look sideways stuff, and then now we gotta see it, try to remember what y'all saying, and then say something back. Just to tell the residents or show them that we are doing what's right. Because y'all got false narratives out there, and y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman that's in power. Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves. All the stuff that y'all did to get people to come to our community, to just dis and down our community. Shame on y'all.
Listen, of course, I'm going to work in those clips. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to use it. Grand jury impaneled May 13th. May 13th, it might be the time where she gets indicted and then gets arrested. And how many more videos am I going to have unless there's a public trial? I got to use these clips. I'm sorry, guys.
Former FBI agent Ross Rice says even though the subpoenas require Dalton to turn over the records to the grand jury on May 13th, it's likely the investigation is nowhere near wrapping up.
Oh, what a relief. Nowhere near wrapping up. Absolutely love to hear it. Thank you, Ross Rice, Mr. Alliterated Name, Mr. Former FBI agent. I know a lot of people are questionable of the FBI, but this guy gave me good news, so I'm going to be happy with him. I like Ross Rice.
You have two separate subpoenas for two different types of records. And that means it's a what I would call a multifaceted or a multi-pronged investigation.
Yeah, that's also interesting and good news because there's two different subpoenas. They're asking for multiple different records. So it is very likely, considering they already had enough information to indict Freeman earlier last week, as they're going to tell you in a little bit in this local news segment, that they are looking into overall corruption, corruption in the Village of Dalton, and hopefully, fingers and toes crossed, the super mayor. It looks like this woman has had a great run. It looks like she jettisoned herself up to superstar status, but it's all gonna come crashing down, just like those hood movies, of which she likes to dress up as those hood movie characters. And honestly, I'm here for it. And I know the people, the residents of Thornton Township and the Village of Dalton are definitely here for it as well.
Trustees who've been battling Henyard say, after seeing Freeman all over the federal subpoenas, it's time for him to go.
Termination, not suspension, pending investigation. The investigation is ongoing. Termination.
Now, of course, the Village is going to try to press for the termination of Keith Freeman. Obviously, this guy is caught up and, of course, is a key figure in Henyard's grip on power. And all of these different investigations don't bode well for them. On top of that, the fact that he's going through a personal bankruptcy while at the same time managing the Village's finances, which also happens to be going into a Village bankruptcy, probably not the best person to have there. Now, of course, I've saved the best for last, just like the local news, because you got to see this.
Immediately.
The only response to the subpoenas from Mayor Henyard so far came on social media over the weekend when she posted, quote, "To all you clowns that's a part of the circus, stop chasing fake news."
Honestly, what were you even expecting from the super mayor? You knew that eventually she was going to release a statement. You knew eventually that it was going to be ridiculous. And I will say, she definitely delivered with that. All you clowns at the circus, you're biting on fake news. That whole thing about the FBI subpoenaing the Village of Dalton, where I'm the mayor, didn't even happen. I mean, there's agents, you can see the video, you can see the subpoenas, but that's not a serious problem. Don't worry about it. Tiffany Henyard's gonna come through all of this unscathed, untouched, because all she does is love on the people, and that's just a fact. She's just the best, and everybody works for her. They all got college degrees.
But then we put on a show and try to act like people not paying bills, people owe money, people got all these issues. That's what y'all do. And y'all could have easily, I keep saying what? Call my phone. But nobody in here does it because y'all don't want to amend this. Y'all don't want unity. Y'all don't want to work together. Y'all don't want to do the will of the people. I got a problem with that. And how dare y'all keep telling my team that they are made to say anything? All my teams are go-getters. All of them. Nobody have to twist their arm, make them do stuff. We don't do that here. They got a mind of their own. And you guys mad because they telling y'all what it is. No one make them say things. They know how to talk. They know what the problems are. Y'all cut their departments, their departments, right? You trying to attack the mayor. These are the day-to-day operations that they do, that they govern. But did y'all sit down with them and say, hey, Stacey Carrera, what do you need for public works? Y'all get all these complaints that go out, all these notices that go out that say, hey, we got a water main break. Hey, we got this going on in town. All these issues. But you never once, if y'all want to be leaders, y'all got to act like it. Y'all know y'all not leaders. Y'all followers. Stop following each other because nobody can lead nobody that is in your group. Not one of y'all. Y'all sitting here hurting the Village, hurting the town. I have a problem with that. Then we get up here and grandstand every board meeting. And Dan, don't you get up here talking about no two meets when they can't get through the first meeting. Don't do that. We got to get through the first meeting. We can't get through the first meeting as it relates to paying bills or passing things. Legislator for the board. We can't get through that. Because we got to sit here and go over, okay, I'm going to take this off. I'm not going to pay this vendor. How you know what the vendor had to do? How you know why one of these people called the vendor to come and do a service for the resident? Y'all don't know, but y'all get up here and y'all cut people. Why? Why? Y'all don't ask no questions and you just cut. That's targeting. Y'all are targeting people. That's discrimination. Y'all are violating the Open Meeting Act 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Y'all don't supposed to do that, but y'all have y'all little secret square meetings and y'all exclude myself, Trustee Stan Brown, and Trustee Andrew Holmes. We don't know what y'all plan is until y'all come here. Y'all come in, y'all put on the show, but because it's folk, that's what it go. That's the problem. I got a problem with that. And Brittany, don't you repeat everything we just said up here. I don't got time for it today. So all I'm saying to y'all is we got to do better. We have to do better. Everybody ain't got to talk because everybody talking. Everybody ain't got to say a comment because everybody talking. We sit here and I said, come on, y'all. Let's just go through the corporate bills. Let's just get through it. But we got to, everybody got to grandstand on their point. And then when I say something, now everybody got to say something back. When I give everybody the flow, say whatever y'all want to say. Y'all got the flow. You don't got to respond after me. Y'all forget I am the leader. They want to hear from the mayor. If y'all ain't learned that yet, the mayor, not the trustees that don't do nothing, that only run their mouth. Y'all don't do no work, no work. That's my issue up here. So everybody that made a statement that said all they do is work, that's all they do is work. Anybody that know me, I am a workaholic. We work nonstop. We in this Village till 11, 12 o'clock at night when y'all sleep, when y'all at the bars. Y'all.
Now, that's all I really have for you guys today, and of course, I leave the questions, open the floor, open the floodgates for your comments related to this situation. What do you think is going to be in these eventual indictments? Is the super mayor right? Is this all just fake news being put forward by the clowns that she's gonna beat in the end? What do you think is going to happen? More importantly, what do you want to happen? All those thoughts, again, in the comments below. As usual, if you like the video, you show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on the social medias, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the Super Mayor subpoenas. Till next time.